Sockfari. Hello. Would you like to help me? I have a big problem. I have one of each sock, but the others have gone missing. It can be very embarrassing. Hey, I have an idea. If we use our imaginations, we can turn Finding My Socks into a game. We can pretend we are searching for wild animals. Let's go on a sockfari! Let's start in my closet. I always lose stuff in there. We can pretend it's a deep, dark cave. Wow, it is dark in here. What do you think might hide in a deep, dark cave? A bat! We found my black sock. It's my oldest sock. I've had it since I was a cub. How about we look under my bed? Imagine it's a giant fallen tree. What might prowl under a fallen tree? A tiger! Oh boy, we found my orange sock. Does it smell funny to you? Look over here. We can make believe the curtains are a mighty waterfall. What might hang around or lurk in the water below a mighty waterfall? A snake and a crocodile. You found them both. Now I have two more socks. Green is my favorite color. You are really good at this. Do you think we should look in here? It will take us deeper into the jungle. Are you ready? What might stomp and roam so far into the jungle? An elephant! It's not my favorite sock, but gray is very practical. Look over here! Don't you think this rug would make an excellent watering hole? What might splish and splash around a watering hole? A giraffe and a flamingo. Success. Two more socks. These are my party socks. Where do you think we should look next? Up there? I don't think a sock would be up there, but let's look. We can pretend we are searching high up in the treetops. What might swing way up in the treetops? A monkey! I have no idea how my sock got up there, but I am so happy we found it. It is my favorite sock! We did it! What an adventure! A little imagination can make anything fun. Now, if I could only find my other shoe, I could go outside. The end?